For a candidate down considerably in both polling and fundraising, Marco Rubio is in good spirits. The GOP candidate for Senate trails Governor Charlie Crist by significant measures in both key indicators, yet Rubio and neutral political observers say it's too early to write him off. The former House Speaker was the featured speaker at Saturday's 9-12 Tea Party in Lakeland. But before he addressed the crowd, he spent a few minutes with WMNF on a number of topics, beginning with the state of his campaign.
The state of the race is very promising. Poll numbers are really just a reflection of name identification. There's no doubt that after running statewide five times and being the governor, that Charlie Crist is known by a lot more many more people than I am. But here's the good news, is that every time people know both of us, we win. And so the job of this campaign over the next 11 and a half months is to introduce ourselves to as many people. That's why I'm here today. That's why I'll continue to be out there to spread our message.
Let me ask you about Governor Crist. We all know where you stand on the issues. A lot of people don't know where Charlie Crist stands on the issues. We thought we did. We thought the first couple years in his tenure as governor, a moderate Republican on a lot of issues that turned off a lot of conservatives like yourself and others. And the last 3 months since this race, when you got in this race and he announced he's running for Senate, he's gone very far right wing, if you will. He comes out against the Sotomayor nomination. He supports SB 360. He's like, what's going on there?
Yeah, but that's not. The truth is, look, I think that the troubling trend is that he stands wherever it's politically expedient to stand on the issues. You know, when Barack Obama was popular, he was for the stimulus plan. Now he doesn't talk about that anymore. When global warming was the cause of the day, he did summits on global warming and wanted to impose cap and trade on Florida. Now he doesn't want to talk about that anymore. So I'm not sure. Look, the bottom line is this. I want to have debates with Charlie Crist, which he refuses to do. I want to have debates so that the voters can make up their minds about where he stands on the issues. Now, he's got a record, and so do I, and he'll have to defend his change of mind on some of these issues. He has the right to change his mind. But I think what you'll find that by and large is that any new positions he's adopted has been out of political expediency. And it goes right to the heart of what this race is about. This race is about sending people to Washington, D.C. that are going to stand up against this radical agenda that's coming from these extremists in the Congress. And what you want to send is someone who's been consistent on record. Let's have a debate and let's figure out who's that person in this race.
What do you think about the selection of George Lemieux to be the new U.S. Senator?
Well, George Lemieux is a very smart guy. He's a great political operative. He's the governor's best friend, but he's not what we should have nominated. There were some highly qualified individuals that were considered and didn't get the appointment. I think, like most people in Florida, across the board, we were disappointed.
You mentioned the socialist agenda. You said that from the get-go about Barack Obama and the like. Barack Obama spoke in front of the schools the other day, Tuesday. A lot of people, Jim Greer, the state party chair, said he's going to indoctrinate people with socialism. Was that a little bit over the top?
Yeah, look, the speech was I don't think anyone who's read the speech thought it was a problem. I think the issue initially was the lessons plans, and I think there was a way to deal with that without the hyperbole. And I kind of joked it off and said, yeah, I didn't mind when Reagan spoke to the kids. So, look, at the end of the day, the speech is we expect American presidents to speak to kids. I didn't see anything in his speech that was over the top. I think the bigger concern, of course, was these lesson plans that would have asked kids, you know, what can we do to help the president, or what about the president inspires you? I think there was legitimate concern about that. But there's the real question in all of this is that a growing number of Americans don't trust this president. A growing number of Americans don't, quite frankly, aren't comfortable with the direction he would take our country. And I think that issue was kind of a symptom of that, not necessarily the cause of that.
Fine, but what about, we had this guy Joe Wilson the other day, yells out and calls Obama a liar here. Some people think that the angst about Barack Obama goes at times a little too far, that maybe this country, you know, isn't all, some parts of this country aren't happy to having a black president. Is that crazy to say that?
That's ridiculous. It had nothing to do with, you know, that at all whatsoever. Those are accusations that people make because they don't want to debate the issues. The truth is there are people that are scared. They look at a very radical leadership, both in Congress and in this presidency, and are afraid of the direction they'll take this country, are afraid of the way they're trying to redefine the relationship between government and the economy, or government and our society. Now, you ask about the Representative Wilson. Look, the guy made a mistake. He shouldn't have done what he did. He said he shouldn't have done what he did. He apologized for what he did. The president accepted his apology. Let's move on. There are important issues facing this country.
Let's move on. Let's talk about Tallahassee. PSC, a big scandal coming out this past week here. Your former colleague, Nancy Argenziano, said some really strong things this week about how she knows that legislators have pressed PSC members to vote on some of these issues that FPNL and Progress Energy want in terms of rate hikes and the like. What are your thoughts about what's going on with the PSC?
Well, obviously, I mean, there's judicial proceedings now potentially underway, and there's prosecutors looking at it, and so we'll let that work its way through and figure out what the right thing to do is there, and they'll do that. I'm not in favor of the rate hikes. I think there's a legitimate concern that at this time in America, where there are so many pressing issues on people's pocketbooks, the last thing they need is an electrical raise. But I'll tell you what really would have raised our energy prices, and that would have been the cap and trade that Charlie Crist tried to impose on Florida.
But he's not for it anymore.
Well, and that's not true. We don't know that. I mean, all he said is he's not going to host the summit. But the fact of the matter is that 2 years ago, they tried to impose on Florida via executive order the same kind of cap-and-trade programs that you find in California. That would have been a disaster, and that would have increased our electricity rates over the long term much higher than any PSC increase.
Marco, I've talked to Sierra Club members and the like, and they say in some of those measures you supported some of those. Not true?
That's not true. Absolutely not. The only thing we support, I don't know, I've never supported cap-and-trade. Do I support energy diversification? I have. Do we support alternative, you know, things that make our country less dependent on foreign sources of energy? Of course we do. I think every American supports that. What we debate is how to accomplish that. I've always said that the American innovator is the person who would solve that. Charlie Crist and the Sierra Club think that the way you do it is through big government mandates.
Speaking of energy, offshore oil drilling, a big issue coming back up. There's a thought there's going to be a special session now. It looks like there won't be in October. But we hear this in Tallahassee. The lobbyists are dishing money out left and right. They want to get this thing going. What are your thoughts about that? We're hearing only a few miles away, maybe, possible rigs going on.
Well, first of all, we need to do – this country needs to have at its disposal all of our energy resources. None should be taken off the table. How far off the coast, et cetera, you know, that should be up to the legislature to decide. And I think at the end of the day, other nations are already going to drill off Florida's coast. China plans to do that. Cuba's talked about doing that. So the United States shouldn't be left behind in that endeavor. And I think offshore drilling's got to be on the table.